Why can't the Pirates develop a freaking first baseman? Why can't they? Now, they had Josh Bell. I remember, speaking of Neil Walker, I remember Neil telling me that when they drafted Bell, who was an outfielder in high school, and when they drafted him, I remember him telling me that he and McCutchen went and worked out with him. They brought him to Bradenton, and Neil had a place, and he and Cutch were working out down there, and they worked out with this guy when he was like 18, 19 years old. And he was a freaking monster then. He still is. And he came back and he said, basically the gist of it is, he goes, I don't know why they should make him a first baseman right now. And they never did. And probably because, you know, hey, I mean, you were, I don't how many times did they make you change positions?
Right.
And you're probably thinking, well, wait a minute, I'm not, you know. And so when you're 19 years old, you probably want to push back against that. But maybe if they had done that, he would have learned how to throw the ball as an infielder instead of short. You know what I mean? In other words, he would have taken to the position. They drafted John Van Bensko. And this dates back to Littlefield. They drafted John Van Bensko, not a Kent State, where he was one of the best hitters in college baseball, and he played first base and pitched. What did they do with him? They made him a pitcher, and he turned out to be not a major league pitcher.
Right.
And then they can't. I don't know.
Well, I mean, they had. I mean,
they can't develop guys as sluggers. Maybe it's hard to do. I mean, it's probably easier said than done. And yet, at the same time, you would think, at a position where a premium power position where they just haven't been able to develop anybody pretty much forever.
Well, and they had a guy that was on the right track in Sawinski, and then now he's the worst player in baseball. It's one thing about development and developing guys, but it's also about the regression of guys too. Like, they have guys that regressed as well. Like, even Michael A. Taylor, he had 21 home runs last year. Like, every time that there's a guy that they acquire, it seems like they regress whenever they get into the system. They had a first baseman. They didn't develop a first baseman, but they had their first baseman last year that could have been their first baseman this year, and Carlos Santana. But they chose not to sign him. They signed Tellez for $2 million less, and Santana's having a decent year this year. They had those guys. My question to you is getting back to what you're just saying real quick. Why do you think the batting averages are down? We've had this discussion last week. I asked Neil Walker about it. I asked Wainer about it. But what's your theory on across the league, not just the Pirates, but batting averages? I think, there's 11 guys. Last week there was 11 guys over 300 in the whole Major League Baseball.
Well, I think right now, I'm speaking, and I should be a sports expert, but I guess I'm not. I'm more of a casual observer. So when I hear Joe Block I can't remember if he was on radio or TV at the time, tell me that Ozuna, he's hitting 304 and he has the third highest average in the National League, and I'm like, really? And again, this is old guy stuff, but when I was, you know, in the last time I can remember it being like this was 1968, and that was when, like, Gibson was putting up all these. He had an ERA of like 1.12 or something, and the pitchers were dominating, and they ended up lowering the mound the next year. I don't know if they're going to do. I know people have talked about moving it back. The only theory I can come up with, and yet at the same time, while I'm thinking of other stuff, while I'm going to say this, because there are so many pitchers that are injured, that are, you know, prominent pitchers that are hurt right now. But maybe pitchers are trying to do too much, and that they're putting too much strain on their arm. These guys all throw hard. Almost all of them throw hard. You know, when you get a guy now that throws 96, that's like nothing. And then they only go six innings, seven at the most, and then they bring in guys to throw 100. And even though you can use all the pitching machines and everything else, and the Pirates have this thing that supposedly replicates the actual motion of the guy.
Yes.
And yet it doesn't seem to do them any good. I mean, if they have it, because if it costs money, other teams certainly have it. I don't know. I don't have a good answer for you, but baseball people don't have a good answer either.
Right.
Although then you get a guy, like I mentioned, this leadoff hitter for the Guardians, Stephen Kwan.
He's like 400.
So I'm not sure what he's doing, but probably everybody now is going to try to copy it, and maybe they should.
Well, I mean, we did a little study. We did a little deep dive last week, and in 1997, I think there was 46 guys over 300 average, and now there's 11, which is, I don't have an answer
but
either.
But average doesn't, I don't want to say average doesn't matter, because obviously
OPS matters
obviously
more now.
Does, yes. So it's and actually, you know what? I always kind of went along with that. If you had guys Dave Kingman was an exaggeration, but where I mentioned Adam Dunn, you know, these guys hit like 230, but actually 230 by today's standards might not be that bad.
Be decent,
but they hit home runs, and you would trade. Would you trade strikeouts for home runs? Yeah, in most instances. In fact, would you trade strikeouts for not hitting into double plays? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So it's everything goes in cycles and changes, but right now, hey, you know what? But the Pirates are not taking advantage of what they've got. Bailey Falter, and they've got, forget about, you know, Keller, Skeens, and Jones. You've got to throw Bailey Falter in there, too, after a couple of rocky starts recently. He was good yesterday, and they're not taking advantage of it.